I love babysitting Elodie, but sometimes she gets quiet and just wants her mama to come home.
Just like little Elodie, Christians should be excited about Jesus coming back. Did you know that Jesus is coming back? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Yep, the Bible says Jesus is coming back soon. But maybe you're worried about that because you're hoping to do certain things first, like grow up, graduate from high school, get a job, or even get married. Remember, nothing compares to the feeling of being with Jesus. No more tears, no more fear, no more anything bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8 reminds us that we are well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And now for our story. It's called Home Soon. Keziah loved it when she and her mom got to babysit 2-year-old Elodie, Mrs. Gordon's daughter from church. Mom, Keziah, and Elodie would color, play dress-up, read books, and munch on snacks all morning while Mrs. Gordon attended seminary classes. One such morning, Elodie was missing her mom more than usual. As they played all her usual favorite games, she would occasionally get very quiet and say, "Mama home soon." When this happened, Keziah or her mom would give Elodie a hug or a shoulder squeeze and say, "That's right, Mama will be home soon. She loves you so much and can't wait to come back to see you." Sure enough, Mrs. Gordon was home soon, and when she arrived, Elodie screeched with delight and ran to her. Mrs. Gordon wrapped her daughter in a big hug. "I missed you too, little one. I love you so much." After the Gordons left, Keziah and Mom began to clean up the various toys and books strewn across the living room. "It was cute how excited Elodie was to see her mom today," said Keziah. "It was," said Mom. "It kind of reminded me about how excited I'll be when Jesus comes back." "How so?" asked Keziah. "Well," said Mom, "we live in a world ruined by sin and its effects. When we see all that sad stuff, we can rest knowing that Jesus promised he would return to make everything new, free from the brokenness we see right now." "There is a lot of sad stuff on the news," said Keziah. Mom nodded. When Elodie got really quiet and said, "Mama home soon," it made me think about how the Bible records that the early church was eagerly waiting for Jesus to come back and would often say, "Come soon, Jesus." That's my prayer too. "Come soon, Jesus." That's my prayer too. Keziah smiled. "So when Jesus comes back, we'll kind of be like Elodie when Mrs. Gordon came back, really excited and happy." "Yes," said Mom. "It will be a day of celebration. Our loving King will make all things new, and we will be together forever with him and all our siblings in Christ, all who put their trust in Jesus." So how about you? Are you excited about Jesus coming back? When he returns, he'll right every wrong and get rid of sin and all its effects. He'll make everything new, and those who trust in him will live with him forever in a world free from sin and death. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first, and then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Revelation chapter 22:20.
He, Jesus, who is the faithful witness to all these things, says, "Yes, I'm coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus."
And our key thought, Jesus is coming back. If Keys for Kids is helping you grow closer to God now, what are you going to do as a teenager? Well, you can try reading our Unlocked Teen Devotional. Each day's story will help you understand the Bible and help you become more confident in your faith. Ask your parents to sign up for a free subscription at unlocked.org/subscribe. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.